Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi.
BBC Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Scott Mills.
Holly in Southampton's been on the text saying, "Oh, thanks, Scott. I really need the toilet and I'm walking home from school and it's raining. This song has made me walk faster." Now, I don't know whether that was Empire of the Sun or Usher, but I'm glad we could help. It's 4:07. Good afternoon. Oh, something exciting's going to happen.
Why?
Because this music.
Oh, because of the music. I always think it's dramatic.
Sorry. Previously on the Scott Mills Show. So John Merriman was our guest yesterday. There's pictures online. And you can listen again on the podcast. He was good value, John Merriman.
He was very nice, man.
Torchwood was on last night. Didn't manage to see any of it, but I could hear it all because my flatmate had recorded it to watch at about midnight last night, so I could just hear all of the coming from his bedroom.
Right. Really? Are you sure he'd recorded Torchwood?
It was, as far as I'm aware, that was Torchwood, which he'd recorded and was going to watch back.
Did you have FOMO?
A little bit.
Did you?
I fell asleep, yeah. I might have to get that on the iPlayer, I think. Today, more guests. After 4:30, Sugar Babes are coming in and you will get the first play anywhere of their brand new brilliant single.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Simon from Salisbury. Hi, Simon. He says, "Hey, Mills, where's Bekalar? I love hearing her voice of an afternoon. If things go wrong with the Greek bloke, please pass her my number." How's that going with the Greek bloke? Is it all right?
Well, I live with him, so hopefully.
Okay. I told you, Simon, eh?
Could have broken it to him a bit more gently.
Yeah, he really could.
To Simon. He was asking.
Well, I live with him, so go figure.
God, you're getting Admira and then...
I know. He's only been nice. Anyway, he likes your voice of an afternoon, Simon.
I'll ring him in a minute.
Now, I need to... Really? I need to...
I bet you do it from an office number, so it says withheld.
Yeah. I need to alert you to a danger.
Okay.
Okay? Something that happened to me last night, which I wouldn't want anyone else to go through.
Is it likely to happen to anybody else, though? Because quite a lot of the things that happen to you could only happen to you.
Probably not.
Right.
But it could, and that's why I feel I should bring this, in my role as Radio 1 DJ, to the airwaves. I need to alert you to the dangers of air fresheners.
Right.
Okay? Because yesterday, I went out and bought one of those new fancy ones, which I've seen advertised on TV, which you put, you put the two batteries in, and there's a switch where you can get the air to come out and spray a pleasant fragrance at times of your choosing. So you can either set the switch to 6 minutes, 9 minutes, or 12 minutes, and then
hang on. What?
So you've never heard of these?
You put your air freshener on like a timer that you put your lights on when you go on holiday, so you don't get burgled.
12 minutes, it just goes poof.
So you So basically, it's quite weird when you're watching something when it goes a bit quiet on the TV because you'll be watching something and suddenly you hear a
poof.
Yeah. Only you would have one of these and not just a can of spray.
They're good.
Anyway. How smelly is your place if you need air freshener every 12 minutes?
Every 6 minutes, that's an option. That's 10 times an hour.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Anyway, you'd have to refill it quite a lot, obviously, if it's 10 times an hour. But you just put the canister in, the little thing, the nozzle pops out, and you set it, okay, so it's like 6, 9 or 12 minutes. So I had it on 12 minutes.
Okay.
Okay? And then it does go, it just sends out a little spray, and you think, oh, clean laundry. That smells nice. That's the fragrance I've got in it right now.
Right, okay.
You can have all sorts. Lavender, summer meadows, any.
Magic tree.
Not that. Anyway, so I have placed this air freshener on the shelf next to my DVD collection, right?
Yeah.
So last night, I'm reaching up to get a DVD from the shelf. As I was doing that, straight in the eyes with the air freshener. I was in the bathroom for about half an hour washing the clean laundry fragrance out of my eyes with cold water. It really stung.
Right.
But obviously...
This isn't going to happen to anybody
else.
Well,
it was unfortunate timing because what are the chances of that happening when your face is right next to the air freshener and it's only going off every 12 minutes?
Well, one
I suppose you're sat in your lounge without your sunglasses on. You wear them everywhere.
So I just need to... If you've got one of these new fancy air fresheners...
Who else is going to... I wouldn't know anybody else that has them.
Well, we'll see.
Be stupid enough to attach them at eye level.
We'll see, shall we? Let's
does your lounge
find
smell
out
like the inside of a minicab?
No. It smells of clean laundry, which, as we all know, is a nice smell. They are. Sophie and Rorton. They are good. I've got one. Jenny in Newport. I've got a timed air freshener. They're great. Yeah? Until they spray you in the face.
Lots of other people. Yeah. Don't put it at eye level.
Well, that's true. Radio 1 Podcasts. Loads of people like plumbers and sky engineers have been on saying they get attacked by these air fresheners all the time.
Is it an occupational hazard?
It's not really the air freshener's fault, no. I mean, you do have to be careful where you put them. They're actually a great invention. It's just that in the wrong hands and at the wrong level, it can be a nightmare. Charlie in Manchester, her mum's got one by the fridge. Gets her in the face every time. We've got Nigel, plumber, fixing a toilet. Air freshener got him straight in the face as well. It really hurts in the eyes. Someone says Lily of the Valley fragrance is a lot nicer. What, when it hits you in the face? it's almost like they wait for you sometimes as well. It's like Kev in Oxford. It kind of wants to spray you, do you know what I mean? Even though, obviously, it doesn't and it's on a timer.
You think your air freshener has it in for you?
No, it's just like they...
Do you really?
It's just what it feels like. Like, as soon as you move your face up, it's like... Psh! It just goes poof every 12 minutes in my lounge. Hello?
Hello.
Hello, who's that?
It's Gareth from Devon.
Hi, Gareth. What's going on?
Not a lot, just tiling a bathroom.
Okay, good. How can I help?
Well, I was at a mate's house, and I was doing the business in the toilet, having a wee, and just looked up to get a sudden burst of this perfume right in my eyes.
Yeah.
I don't think they're a good invention at all.
Oh, no, they are. They're just
You're
in the wrong...
really smelly.
In the wrong hands. It's just our fault for putting them in the wrong place. And also, when you try and turn them off as well, that is can be quite dangerous in the hands of people like me.
Why?
Because you turn them off and it sprays you again.
God, you're opening me up to a whole new world here. Radio 1 Podcasts. Radio 1
Podcasts. Podcast. And here they are.
Not me.
It's the Sugar Babes. Hi, we're on air. Please do not swear. Hello.
You all right?
Hi again.
Lovely to see you again.
How are you?
We were locking in the other studio and I was going, where is he?
Oh no, yeah, we've moved temporarily.
Is it?
Yeah. How are you?
Sorry, I'm not.
Oh, you're looking for a chair? Oh,
no,
right.
I was losing my balance.
Have a seat.
Thank you.
It's that time of year again when the Sugar Babes are here.
Hi.
Now, we had John Barrowman in yesterday.
Yeah.
You know him, right?
Yeah.
And he was flirting a lot, wasn't he?
It was a bit embarrassing, wasn't it, really?
It made us feel a little bit uncomfortable. Have you ever met John before?
I saw him when we'd done the Royal Variety performance. He was on the same show. I didn't get to speak to him, but I saw him up and down the corridor a lot.
If you met him, he would have flirted with you, definitely.
You started to hide from him, didn't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I just kind of hid under here like that. But he did bring his mum and dad with him, which was nice. Have you brought any parents with you today?
No.
We
should do it more. I quite like the idea of stars bringing their mums and dads in. You have put a lot of people in, though, haven't you? Are they all your people out there?
No,
there's only like...
Oh my God, look.
What the hell?
I just looked through the window and I was like, oh, that must be all their people.
No, we've got one person from the label. No, two people from the label.
Two people from the label.
And really our tour manager, but then our hairstylist...
Who's also a friend of ours.
Yeah.
Salon is literally opposite.
Across the street. He's come over and...
Just to
surprise us. But we were in the car pulling up going, oh my God, there is Paul. So we're just as surprised as you.
Oh, okay. Actually, we should do a... Because John was quite cool yesterday.
Yeah.
Should we do an Are You As Cool As John Barrowman Sky One style quiz show?
Okay.
All right, okay, let's go. Do you go to car boot sales ever?
I haven't been.
I have been,
to be honest. Yeah, not for years.
Have you been recently?
No.
John has, see. They're good, though. He likes them.
I know. I love him with my car collection.
Do you have a cankle?
I don't have cankles.
What's a cankle?
Cankles, like, is that... Big ankles or something?
No.
See, John has. John's got one. He's had an accident recently. He's got one. Do you switch between accents when you talk to people?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do too. I'd say. Yeah.
How?
Like, if
they could be talking and then.
See, doing impressions, like we do a lot of impressions, don't we? So we suddenly go into American, like, oh my God.
But on stage, in between songs, and the audience probably think, what are they doing?
John does this weird thing where he'll be talking like he normally does, and then he'll go, hello, to his mum and dad, because they're Scottish, and so is he. So, do you have your own range of cufflinks for sale?
No.
I bet John does.
John does.
Yeah,
you see? Do you, what merchandise do you have?
We have T-shirts.
Yeah, we do all kinds of merchandise on tour.
Yeah.
Cups.
Yeah. Caps. Yeah, cups from my tea, you know.
Underwear.
I saw the most... Do you sugar baby underwear?
No. See, we had the thong thing with the sugar babies on it. Well, I found one in my room. I don't know where I got that from. There you go.
I went to see Madonna on Saturday.
Oh, what was it like?
Amazing. So good. I mean, she's like 85 or something now. Like, seriously, it's 2 hours of non-stop movement. It's amazing. Also, with the merchandise, right, there was this pair of unbelievably sexy kind of bum-skimming pants with sticky and sweet on, and I thought...
Did you buy them?
I love that.
No, I didn't, Heidi, to be honest, but I was tempted. I did think about it.
But you want a pair.
Have you ever been in Torchwood on BBC One?
No.
John has. Ever been in a musical?
Yes.
Oh, have you?
Yeah,
small. I was going to say John has, but what one was that?
I done Robin Hood and Joseph.
You got to do the impression of the... Is that the one with the British
Let's
accent?
Leave that there. Yeah.
Oh, come on, you can't just say that and come on.
Yeah. No. She's talking about when I was Snow White.
Oh, yeah, that was another thing.
Anyway, John has done Snow White, so...
Has John been Snow White?
No.
He'd like to be. would you like to be in our musical? Because we're doing one.
Yeah.
We're doing one this summer. One of you can maybe play Becky, who works on the show. You can do your best Becky impression.
Okay.
But we'll get Becky in a second and we'll do that. One of you could maybe be Joe Wiley.
Yeah.
One of you could be Edith. Here's Becky now. Hi.
Hi, Becky.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. Right. So were you in school plays and things like that?
Yeah.
What were you?
What did I do? I was in Rama and Sita. Which is Rama and Sita.
Oh, right.
I should say that with a T instead of being like Sita. Yeah. That's what I was in.
I was in Annie. I was one of the cleaners.
Were you?
Like one of the vacuum people.
You're a cleaner in Annie.
One of the I just remember I just had to scrub the floor and pretend I was busy.
I was a tree in my school play. That's better.
Oh, I played an ant as well.
An ant?
Yeah, marching ant, yeah.
You see? Put it there. Tree, ant, stick together. Right. No, we're doing a musical in August, but we'll get around to that in a second. Let's see if Matt's still there, but kept on the line for flipping ages. Hi, Matt.
Hi, it's Martin.
Martin, okay, I knew that.
Smooth.
How can I help?
I've got a question for Amel.
Okay.
Are you all right, Amel?
Hi, yeah, good, thank you, Matt.
Martin.
Right,
Martin,
just got a question,
Martin, sorry. Sorry, mate, I really apologise.
Okay, go on.
All right, don't worry. Is there any truth behind the rumour that you and Kanye West are romantically linked?
Oh, God.
Oh, because of that rumour, I was almost attacked by Kanye.
Oh, God, really?
You remember in the passage?
Oh, no, it was yesterday. I said it again yesterday.
In the passage?
But, I'm sorry.
You were nearly attacked in the passage by Kanye West. What are you talking about?
I'm sorry. Go on, Amel, go on.
No, it's not. It's not true. He's a lovely person. When we see, you know, when we all see him, we always, you know, we say hello and, you know, we're big fans of him as well. But no, there is no truth in that at all.
Right.
Okay.
But you know him, right, don't you?
Yeah, we see him, we talk.
He knows us from that rumour, actually.
Oh, okay. Would you find out next time you see him, can he actually see anything through those glasses? Do you know what I mean? Because they don't look like they're very practical.
Bless him.
They don't. Has that answered your question?
It has indeed.
Do you believe them?
I'm not too sure.
Oh! Do you know what's missing from this interview, which was what we had 2 years ago? The sweets.
Yes, I know. Yeah, I thought of that.
Right, and also supplier of sweets was emailing me earlier going, yeah, we're going to bring some sweets down for Sugar Babes. They're going to be really vibed up for the interview. Yeah,
where's the supply?
But no, they haven't turned up, so sorry. Emily?
Yeah?
Hiya.
Hiya.
What's your question?
I was just wondering if any of them are going to audition for Scott Mills' musical.
Well, we just discussed this. Thing is, you had to be a boy to play the part of me.
Yeah, but maybe they could play Becky.
I'd quite like that. Becky, how do you feel about that?
Good.
I've already got an impression already. I can... Hiya! That was it, right?
Yeah, I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, you see? He's just got it already. I like it. Look at Becky's face.
She's got it.
Oh, no. Right, let's get to your new single. So many people are very excited about this.
There's one for you.
We're really excited.
Oh, yeah. Because this is the first time it's been played anywhere.
Yes.
Anywhere. In the whole world.
And this is the right version, because there was a dodgy version, like, leaked on the net. And it was like a weird version. Snippet. This is the official.
What was on the net, then? Was there a version that wasn't...
It was
didn't sound
wrong.
Like it?
It sounded like it. It was a mixed-up demo. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do I play this one or the one that I've already got in the machine?
That one.
This one. Are you promising me either there's one, no swearing
either,
on it?
Either
let's
one,
just
either.
We put it as a present.
That's okay. For home. This one, one right. Yeah, you okay. Can just play. Yeah.
Okay, what's it called?
Get sexy.
Okay, and it's all about you telling us that you're really sexy and everyone else thinks that you're really sexy.
It's
basically, no. Yeah, we think we're real sexy.
No, just kidding.
Both
no, no.
Sexy body.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Podcast.
Woo!
Yeah!
Woo, woo, woo!
Yeah. Ooh, ooh.
First play anywhere in the actual world of Sugar Babe's new track on Radio 1 called Get Sexy. How did that feel? You're really
excited.
Really
exciting.
Really exciting.
Really exciting.
Really
got
excited.
Us bopping up and down.
Yeah.
You know?
I hope everyone likes it.
Yeah, really good. I read somewhere, Emil, that you were saying that people are going to be shocked by the new sound of the Sugar Babes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's just something completely different. It's a bit of a clubbier track. I don't know whether I used the word shocked, really, but... No. Yeah, shocked and amazed. Like an but yeah, it's like a magician.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh my God.
There's three.
What the hell am I talking about? But yes, I think.
There's three words that are mostly coming through on the text. Right, said Fred.
Yes.
Are they a big. Do they influence you a lot?
To be honest with you, that wasn't actually our idea, but the producers, the Smeezingtons, did this. Two up-and-coming guys. They've done tracks for Alexandra Burke as well for her new album. And
have you heard any of that?
We've heard one. Yeah, we've heard the single.
The first single.
Any good?
It's really good, yeah. She sounds wicked.
Anyway, back to you.
Yeah. back to Sugar Babes. So he kind of played us the idea, and we were like, yeah, this is quite cool. And I think it's nice that, you know, we can have, like, kind of bring the old school in with the new school.
Yeah.
And we've done things like that before on Freak Like Me, you know what I mean?
But yeah. You know half the words already.
There you go.
Do you get nervous before people hear your songs for the first time?
Of course.
Yeah. Right. Especially the first single.
We've been nervous for a few days now, like counting down the days.
But excited at the same time. Yeah. Especially, I do think this is so different from anything because it's so...
Yeah. And that's
as well. Like.
Yeah. And that's the most important thing for us, I think, to kind of make sure that we, you know, keep it different. Every single that we come back with, every song is completely different to what we've done before.
I remember Lily Allen came in, didn't she? And she was premiering the Fear first on the show.
She was so nervous.
Terrified.
Really?
Oh, bless her.
I didn't think that she'd be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turned out that everyone loved it and it went to number one.
So. Exactly.
So no pressure. Anyway, so that was Get Sexy. Also, when you walk down the street, do people really say, hey, sexy?
Hey, sexy.
All the time.
Do they? What do they, what do they not? Apart from that, what do they say?
That's
not my
nickname. That's Heidi's new nickname now.
Yeah. What?
Because in the lyrics, she says, with a two-piece at the beach.
No, in a two-piece.
In a two-piece, sorry, at the beach.
Oh, yeah.
And so we all call her two-piece now. Yeah. All right, two-piece?
Yeah.
Because normally, I don't know about you chappers, but when I'm walking down the street, they say... When I'm walking down the street, they say... Can you spare 5 minutes for Bernardo's?
That's a good one.
5 minutes of your valuable time. What do they say to you, chappers?
They don't say anything to me.
No, because you just walk with your head down.
I put my head down and keep walking.
Yeah, hang on a second. When I'm walking down the street, they say... And you go... Yeah. Also, Heidi.
Yeah.
Are you engaged yet?
No.
Right. I quite like it that Dave has very cleverly told a Mirror journalist his plans to propose. So they were all in the paper.
But he didn't.
Right.
He was saying scenarios as a joke, and this journalist actually thought he was being serious and would tell
more.
A journalist exactly how he was going to propose.
Oh. Okay. So what's the story then?
Well, he was just winding them up, saying scenarios, and
some of the scenarios.
They printed it as though it was true.
Oh.
That he was going to parachute down. it involved a parachute in Charlotte Street in London. One involved Paul Weller. And
on a parachute?
Yeah, maybe. And then I can't remember what the other one
was.
And they believed him and wrote it that David let the cat out the bag and that's how it was going to happen.
Oh. Are you getting engaged?
Well, I don't know.
Oh.
They will do one day.
They will, won't they?
Do you spend loads of time looking up into the sky looking for Paul Weller at the moment?
Just Paul Weller in a parachute, I hang out on Charlotte Street every day.
Just in case. Right, last bit with Sugar Babes. Thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having us.
We love it.
Good reaction about the single on the text as well. They are saying more than just Right Said Fred.
Okay.
Even though maybe Deeply Dippy for the next track.
Okay.
Oh, also, Chess has been on. Amel, how's your dining table at the moment?
Lovely.
Is it all right?
Yes.
Because I think he delivered it. He arranged for the delivery of a dining table to you last year. And he wants to know, is it still standing?
Who's this?
A guy called Chess.
Yes, it was last year. Yeah, really lovely dining table. I'm still, I eat my breakfast on there.
Is it still all right?
Yeah.
Because he's a bit worried because some people aren't standing anymore.
Oh,
is that?
Yeah. So just they know everything. But yours is fine. It's got like four legs and everything.
Still got four legs, you know.
Oh, good.
It's still there.
All right.
In one piece.
Oh, and someone's called Matt on the M62 says, are you really friends with Rihanna and do you have her phone number?
Don't have a phone number. And we've met her, but we're not like
Kanye West.
Yes.
Yeah, we've
met Rihanna more than Kanye.
Yeah.
But she's not like the fourth member, like some people are saying.
No, I think that rumor came by because she actually has. I think she's had more tracks on this album finished than we actually did at the time.
And she's been given her input into what she likes. She loved the single.
Right. Yeah.
Good. And finally, have you ever been terrorized by an air freshener? Because I have. Have you seen? Right, we're talking about
the squirting ones. Always scare me.
No, the squirty ones. You know the ones I mean. Right. So last night I'm reaching for a DVD. The right
and it comes
at
out.
Eye level.
Oh my god!
Right, it really hurt. Lily of the Valley, straight in your face. But no accidents like that so far.
No, nothing like that.
Just me then.
Just you.
Just me once again. Yeah. Girls, thank you very much for coming in today. Sugar Babes, everybody.
Thank you.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1 Podcast. Podcast.
Hello.
Hi, Scott.
Hi, who's that?
It's Matt.
Matt, where are you?
I'm in Northampton.
Okay, how can I help?
Well, I just had my induction day at secondary school and it was really cool.
Oh, yeah, loads of people are doing this at the moment.
Yeah.
Bit nerve-wracking, isn't it?
Yeah. It's weird having all the tall people powering over you everywhere.
Oh, no. Did you feel a bit little?
Yeah, it's strange going from being the biggest to being the smallest again.
It is a bit, isn't it, really? Yeah. So, a lot of people are doing this at the moment. So exciting, what happened?
Well, we had 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, and we've got to get on the bus with everyone else, which is quite hard getting on with the year 9s and 10s and not getting a seat and getting dirty looks and things. But that's okay by the last day, and then we got in, we have the sixth formers showing us round everywhere, and then we go to our our form tutors, and they introduce us to the school and take us to our lessons and things.
So you're excited now or nervous?
I'm a bit nervous.
A lot of people have been nervous though, but actually you sound like you really enjoyed it today.
I did, it was really cool.
Yay. Have you got a new uniform?
Well, I got my tie last night, but I haven't got my whole uniform yet. I have to wait until the summer holidays to get my uniform.
Okay. Is it a good tie?
Well, it's a sort of bogey greenish tie.
Oh,
so
gross. Why do they... Seriously,
I tell you what,
why do they do that?
Good if you forget tissues one day.
Yeah.
Because you can just wipe your nose on it and nobody will know the difference.
Oh, gross.
Yeah.
That's probably why they've done that, though. They're just always thinking, aren't they?
Yeah.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. Let us know how it goes. Oh, you've got some holidays first, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Okay, good to speak to you. Go on, what are you saying?
I was going to say that I've got a week and a half left of primary school, though, until it's summer holidays.
Yeah, you don't have to do much work in that last week, do you?
Nah.
No, it's just like...
That's all right.
Play games and stuff.
Yeah, play games.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, well, I hope you enjoy your new school. Good to speak to you, Matt.
BBC Radio 1 Podcast.
Thank you to loads of people on my email and text that spotted this last night. And also, this has been the buzz of unofficial meals.
Right.
Last night on Coronation Street with Tyrone.
It'll have to be a big party. Anyway, I'll organise it.
All right. What's occurring?
Planning Sally's birthday party.
Oh, nice one. What are you doing at the Rovers or house party?
That's Tyrone.
Yeah.
That's I spotted that last night. I was watching that as well. Do you think he's a fan of the Daily Guessing Game?
I think he is.
Or just Gavin and Stacey?
No, I think he's a fan of it. I think they have it on in Kev's garage every afternoon.
It'll have to be a big party. Anyway, I'll organise it.
All right. What's occurring?
Now, he has done it before, but like he did really have to go at the Welsh accent.
He put a lot of effort into that one.
And also, if you watched Torchwood last night, Gwen was on as well.
All right, Glenn. What's the occurring?
Yeah, that was on Torchwood last night. It's been all over the TV on BBC One and ITV One. They love it.
This is a podcast from BBC Radio 1.
Oh, what's the occurring?
They're watching on Coronation Street and Torchwood.
Oh, what's the occurring?
Gavin and Stacey, I mean, not this quiz. It's our guessing game quiz. It happens to be called the same thing. And let us know how you get on 81199. Let's go.
Oh, what's occurring?
You know Sam, who works upstairs? In online?
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, but you don't, because there's a new one.
Oh, right. No. Okay, no, I don't then.
He's also called Sam, and he also works in online.
Right.
And he also has glasses. In fact, he's identical to the other Sam, apart from a bit of a younger model.
And better looking.
Right.
Oh, good. Well, that was... I thought you were supposed to be playing tennis with the ugly one tonight. That's going to go wrong.
Because of the storm.
Right, good. You're horrible.
I love all Sams.
You're horrible.
I love all Sams.
You said that. Oh. He's your friend.
You told me to say it before.
I did not. Anyway, there's two Sams who work upstairs, but the new one is new, and therefore, you know what we get all new people to do who work at Radio 1? We get them to do Silence the Pub, don't we, chappers?
Oh, yes, we
That's
do.
That's what we
yeah.
get to do yeah. all new
yes,
people.
Yes, yeah, we do.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so we send them to the pub, and they shout out something loudly, and we see if the pub goes quiet. They shout something embarrassing out. Mm. And, like, you know, like in a film or a TV show, there'll be people, like, chatting in the pub, and then they'll shout out the embarrassing phrase, and... all goes quiet.
It's a brilliant initiation. We've all been there and all had to do it at some
Everybody
point.
Everybody who is new at Radio yeah. 1 has done this yeah. at some point, Sam. So we sent him out to the pub at lunchtime, shouted the phrase. My question to you is, would the pub go silent? Yes or no, chappers?
Yes.
Bacalar?
No.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's new boy Sam trying to silence the pub. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Scott.
Where are you right now?
I'm in the smelliest cubicle of a toilet I've ever been in.
Where is this cubicle?
In a random North London pub.
When you went to the pub, was it busy at all?
It's dinner time. So there's quite a few people eating a few meals, sort of pub lunchy type meals. I'd say there's around 20 people in here.
But quite quiet in the loo.
Very quiet in the loo.
What I need you to do is come out of the loo.
Okay.
Then I'm going to give you a phrase to say.
Okay.
You go back through the doors into the pub.
Okay.
And say the phrase as loud as you possibly can.
Okay.
All right. The idea is to see if the pub will go completely quiet.
Okay.
All right.
I reckon so. Yeah, let's do this.
So, the phrase is, I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes if I was you.
Oh, man.
All right.
Okay.
Loud as you can.
I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes or either you. Okay, let's do this.
So
let's go.
Out of the loo. Into the pub.
Here we go. Oh, God, I wouldn't go in there for 10 minutes.
Where are you now?
I sat down with a lot of people looking at me. Bye.
Less, but that's unfortunately that's what you have to do when you join Radio 1.
Yeah, it certainly does.
Yeah, I would say it did go silent, so Chappers gets
certainly
the point.
Did.
Poor Sam.
Oh, what's occurring?
Obviously, there's a few things that you need to do. That's not just there's not the only one, is it? There's we do
oh,
lots more.
You can't make him do the other ones as well.
Yeah, just we do lots more, don't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, lots more. Yeah, say. Lots more. But you can't make him do all of them. Get into trouble. Mm.
Right, next one. You know Katie and Peter stateside?
Yeah.
On ITV2. God, I feel sorry for him.
Yes.
I really do. Mm-hmm. She's vile to him on that show. Mm. Vile. Also, it's a bit spooky watching it now because I think it's the last one this week. But you obviously know what's going to happen, so it's a bit strange. However...
It's not like you couldn't tell, is it?
Not from the last episode. Oh, my God. Anyway... Is it wrong that I'm strangely looking forward to the last in the series on Thursday?
No, that's understandable.
Yeah. On the last one, they had a huge argument just for change.
Right.
Okay. In that argument, my question to you, how many times did Katie and Peter mention farting?
Hey? Well, either of them?
Yeah.
8 times.
Becky?
5.
Let's find out.
Oh, what's occurring?
Here's their big Katie and Peter arguing about farts.
You farted, get off!
Oh, did you fart?
No, you have.
Okay, swear on your life, nothing crossed.
What?
She farted, look at her, look at the guilt on her. That is disgusting! Absolute vile.
I didn't fart, he's just saying that. It's because he farted and he knows he smelt that he was trying to clear the room quick.
Swear
really?
On your life, nothing crossed.
Swear on my life, nothing crossed, I have not farted!
Do you know what? I don't like you swearing on your life. That's bad. That is really bad.
Swearing
you do that.
Swearing on my life over a fart.
Yeah, well, you shouldn't do that.
I haven't.
Woo! You see, you can see where it went wrong.
Just all over a fart.
Seven mentions of farts. Becky gets the point. No, Chappers gets the point.
Oh. What's occurring?
Good. Last one. You know Becky?
Yeah.
I reckon she's going to do well at this one because she's kind of involved in it.
Right.
Do you think she'd be a decent chugger?
A decent chugger?
Yeah, accosting people in the street to give money to charity. Do you think?
No.
Why?
Because I think it's quite a hard job doing that, and I think you kind of have to be properly trained to do it.
I don't like rejection.
No.
And also be quite sort of approachable.
Well, we gave it a go today. Becky phoned up four Radio 1 listeners earlier, and she asked them to donate money to her new, completely made-up charity. Let's see how good she is as a chugger. Obviously, you've got an advantage on this one. How many of them would hand over their credit card details to Becky?
Did she say who she was?
Her name was somebody else. How many? Out of four.
None.
No credit card details from any of them.
No.
So now he said none, I can't say none.
Well, you've done it, so you should get it right.
That's why I can't give the same answer as you.
Exactly.
Looks like you're going to lose then, doesn't it?
Lose at the one I was doing. You
lose at the one you know the answer to. Let's find out.
Oh, what's the Kurdish?
Here's Becky and her new completely made-up charity. How good is she at being a chugger?
Hello.
Good afternoon, my name's Deirdre. I'm calling from Todge.
Todge?
The organisation dedicated to the generously endowed.
Who's this?
It's a charity we've set up for the overly endowed men.
Yes.
Is that something that you suffer from?
Who is this?
It's Deirdre from Todge.
Very funny.
You're not generously endowed yourself, then?
I decline to answer that. Who is this?
It's Deirdre from Todge.
Still Deirdre from Todge. Nope.
Hello.
Hello. I'm so sorry to trouble you, but I've been given your number by somebody that thinks that you might be suffering from a specific condition and that you might need my help.
No.
No? It's the condition, it's being overly endowed.
All right, yeah.
Do you suffer from it now? I've told you what it is.
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Yeah. Is it a big problem for you?
Very big.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing at your condition.
Hello?
Hiya, it's Deirdre from Todge.
What's that?
The organisation dedicated to the generously endowed. It's a charity we've set up for overly endowed men. Is that something that you suffer from personally?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I'm phoning to ask for donations of just £2 a month to give these men a better life. So, you know, if you donate, you can maybe benefit from it. Actually, that doesn't work, does it? Because you'd be donating to yourself. I haven't thought this through.
Rubbish.
Hello?
Good afternoon, sir. My name's Deirdre from Todge. Do you donate to Todge at the moment?
No.
No. Do you know about Todge and the work it does for generously well-endowed men?
No.
No? Is it something you suffer from personally?
No.
It's quite a big problem for some men.
Okay.
Would you be willing to donate just £2 a month to help men with a bigger problem than maybe yourself?
No, I'm a student, so I can't afford it, I'm afraid.
Oh, okay, but you don't suffer from it personally?
No, no, thank you.
We've got a large range of Todge merchandise, if you'd like a Todge car sticker.
You do sound as if you're from Radio 1, I must admit.
God, help me.
So no credit card details seem to be given
no.
there.
Oh.
You're no good as a chugger.
You do struggle, don't you, to keep up the act?
Yeah. That's the thing. Just don't, like, the laughing really doesn't help at all to convince them. Right, well, it's a clean sweep for Chappers today.
Brilliant.
What's occurring? Let us know how you did, please.
Podcast.
Now, we have Simon and Sally from South Wales on this show, this amazing show called When Britney Spears Saved My Life. It was on BBC Three the other night. And these people are, like, super fans of Britney. And you know, in life, when you meet your soulmate, that's what Simon and Sally are.
Oh, my God. Wednesday, we have Wednesdays off college. And I went in because I just was bored, fancy
that
doing
was
a
it.
Dance. And she was in there. And I just started freaking out to this music. And then we started choreographing.
Britney it was.
Yeah, Britney.
Hi, Simon.
Hello.
Or do I call you Britney?
Brit One, please.
Brit One. Sorry, my apologies.
No problem.
Where's your friend Brit Two?
Brit 2 is busy today. She's working. She's doing some filming for Gavin and Stacey.
Oh, really? What's she in that, then?
She is an extra, so she's going to be, like, the hot girl on the beach, on Barry Beach.
Amazing.
Has this come as a result of you being on BBC Three at the weekend?
No.
Oh, right.
It was before, yeah.
I was going to say, that's quite quickly that you've managed to suddenly get TV appearances.
Have you become a bit of a celebrity since you've been on the show?
I wouldn't say celebrity. I'd probably go more down the superstar route.
Right.
No, it's just cool. Like, I went to the shop today to buy a paper, and the woman in the shop, she's like 80 or something, and she was like, oh my God, I saw you on TV. And that was a bit weird, because I didn't think she'd watch something like that. So that was quite cool.
So, I understand from what Becky's been telling me that you would quite like to be in Scott Mills the Musical.
I think I would love to be in Scott Mills the Musical. I'm right. a musical theatre student, so it's almost like it makes sense.
Why didn't you do an audition video?
Oh, I don't know. Sorry.
It's too late now.
Oh. I'll come and watch, though. Edinburgh, isn't it?
Yeah.
Brit
yeah.
One, you could play Chappers.
Oh, that would be fun.
Do you think you could do Chappers?
Oh, I could pull it off. I'd just get into character and all that.
Do your best Chappers impression. Go on.
What does he say?
Well, here's Chappers talking. And see if you can kind of emulate that.
Okay.
What do you want me to say?
What do you want me to say? Oh, sorry, was that not it?
No, that was it.
Oh, that was cool.
We'll do it again.
Okay, what do you want me to say?
Oh, that's quite good.
That is good, yeah.
Mm. How do you feel about Brit One being you, Chappers?
Honoured.
Oh, thank you. Mm.
It's all right.
That's all right. I love it. Am I getting well into character now?
Very good.
I love it.
My favourite bit of when you were on the show is the words that you can't quite get your head around saying.
Oh, telepathy.
So you still can't do it?
Is it telepathy?
Telepathy.
Is it telepathy?
Do you know what? The thing is, I think I do know that word, but it's just because then Sally was like, what's that? It made me doubt myself.
Right.
Telepathy.
That's it?
That's it.
And what's the other one?
Then we started choreographing.
That's it.
Yeah.
What other words can't you get?
I used to call spaghetti scabetti, but I was really young when I did that.
So, Brit One, what's next?
I don't know. We'll see.
What are you hoping for?
I don't know, really. Like, it was such a cool opportunity to do something like that, and I just think, keep just being me, really, because that's all we were on the programme. We were just completely ourselves.
The dancing was amazing.
Oh, thank you, Scott.
Not that rubbish bit at the end where they all tried to do that world record. That was a shambles.
Did you say it's because they didn't put me and Sally in the middle? We were quite upset about that, actually.
Were you?
Yeah.
Being stars of the show and all.
Slightly upset.
Okay, well, good to speak to you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And we'll be in touch about the musical.
Wicked stuff.
See you later, Brit One.
Thank you.
Love you.
Bye.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.